It is not a big surprise to me because there are other factors that we must also look at. The current standoff that has really occurred in our football is something that, if you look at it, is gravely affecting majority of footballers and clubs. Now, GACA, as it stands, is a welfare body of all the various clubs in the country. And for that matter, Kujo Fiano is representing the clubs as the chairman of the welfare body. Therefore, any problem that affects the clubs, he is supposed to articulate that to the GFA and that of other stakeholders in the Ghana Premier League. So if there's a standoff or perhaps the leagues have been suspended, players are not going to be paid, clubs are not going to get money from their sponsors, and nothing virtually is happening in our football, I think as a welfare body, he sees himself as betraying the core objective of which he was invited or he was elected to represent the clubs. And so he feels that he's betraying the cause, and for that matter, he needs to step aside. Let's also not forget the fact that GACA is organizing the President's Cup on the 8th of July. And so if these things are not well ironed out early, it means that we're not going to have the President's Cup played this year. And he will be, and his head will be on a chopping board for everybody to criticize.
Yes, Benjamin, but was Mr. Fiano not consulted before his inclusion onto the committee?
He was even one of the individuals who were advocating that, listen, almost all the committees at the FA or the individuals who were found to have committed various crimes that they are not exposed should be made to step aside. And looking at how advocate, I mean, how loud he was and how, you know, strong-willed he was in terms of dealing with the matter, the government at the time, I thought, felt that he was a genuine person, not necessarily a bad person anyway, but a genuine person to add to the committee. And for that matter, they also wanted a certain representation. At least for nothing at all, they need somebody who has also been there or is part of the system to help sanitize the whole, football situation that we find ourselves in. But I think that upon a reflective thought, he thinks that, listen, if I'm part of this committee and we have to go to FIFA, we have to go through all the processes, it means that we are still delaying our football. It means that we're still not going to have anything happening. And so as a welfare body, he needs to sit back and then help really get our football going. If a committee is going to talk to FIFA, at least we should have our football still being played. We should have our players being paid. We should have our clubs also being active. He thinks that he needs to go into that tangent and help things. But if he's going to be part of the committee, then it means that he's also part of the system that is delaying the start of our league, or perhaps the system that is delaying our players from getting themselves active and earning some income for the family.
Now, tell us, what will his eventual resignation mean to the work of the committee and football in Ghana?
Well, it will help the committee a little bit, but for him, I think that his conscience would be a winner, because if you are representing the welfare of an association, and again, there's a standoff or nothing is happening, you need to really go back and help your association or your committee to get something going. And I think that their committee would have to reconstitute itself, or they have to get another other individuals to come in to help it, move forward. As I speak to you, there's going to be a meeting at Zurich, the Minister of Youth and Sport, the protocol officer at the FA, Alex Asante, and then the General Secretary, I'm told, that's supposed to meet FIFA. But it's not going to be the committee that will be FIFA anyway. I'm sure the committee's mandate is internally to solve the problems that we have in the country. And Kujo Fiani wants to stay back and then work as the chairman of that welfare body that would push the committee to get our league going, so the clubs and the players must be active and then get some money to pay for their expenses. If not, he will be seen to be someone who's also supporting the delay in our league. And I don't think he wants to be seen or perhaps respected on that level.
Now, Ben, before you go, we have also heard Eva Autry is also nursing a similar idea. Are you aware of this?
Well, I know she's part of the committee, but other plans that she has, I'm not too sure about it. But there's been a lot of, arguments about, the committee's mandate, the laws that really will govern their work and all those things. People are beginning to ask questions. And whether they really have that power to speak to FIFA on any level, I think that we need to look at their scope of work. If we're able to find out their scope of work, I'm sure we'll be able to understand where they're going to go or where they're not going to go. But in my opinion, I think that since we don't have the scope of work and since we don't know exactly what their mandate is, it will be difficult for us to even look at individuals in the committee and what they want to think going forward. We need to know what they're supposed to do. Whether it's going to be internal, because internal football is what people are clamoring for. We need to get our league back. We need to have our various competitions back. Stakeholders who are pumping money into the league need to see it working. If we don't have these things and we're going to stay until the World Cup and nothing is happening, it's going to affect us. Remember, we still have the Women's Cup of Nations happening in November. It's a very big competition. It's the Women AFCON. Like the Men AFCON, we have the Women AFCON. Ghana is hosting that event. And so we need to get our football back on track so the Black Queens can get ready for the tournament.
Now, finally, how will Ghana football bounce back from all these mess?
It's a simple thing. FIFA went through it. CAF has gone through it. Nigeria went through it. A lot of countries have gone through it. You need to instill confidence and trust back in the game. What people are currently talking about is that they've lost total trust. They've seen that there's no genuity in our referees. What we realize that people are not thinking about the game, and the only thing they think about is money, and that's it. So if you want to get investor confidence back, you need new people who would have to work and get back the trust. Trust is very important. Let me be honest with you. When the FIFA, you know, corruption issue happened, Gazprom, Coca-Cola, and all those companies pulled out at a point. But now they are back again, sponsoring FIFA, and we are all seeing them at the World Cup. It is about trust. If you have new people with new ideas who are incorruptible, people will have confidence back in the system. And that is what Ghana football needs. We need people like that to come and man our football, and then we can get a trust back. That's all.
Benjamin Willie Graham, we appreciate your time with us. And I have been speaking to Radio Ghana's commentator and football analyst, Benjamin Willie Graham.